Thank you for coming back from our replay reviews. My name is Leah.
And my name is Kathy.
We are two friends who are here to replay, review, and analyze your favorite video games. And since Kathy has never seen the games before, it helps me view them through her fresh eyes, almost like I'm discovering them again for the first time.
We hope it'll be a similar experience for you. This part is not too bad.
I have twice as many notes. The out-of-context summary isn't much better, though.
There's still a lot of fighting, so I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm struggling lately. But in this episode, where's she keeping all those batteries? And what the f*** kind of footprint is that? That's all I came up with.
It's a hard one.
That's what she
said. That's what she said?
Did you just finger gun to me?
Yeah, that too. I got way too excited. In all the years I've known you, more than 3/4 of my life, I don't think I've ever pulled that move out.
Oh my gosh, that was fantastic.
Oh, that was too good.
Wow, okay. Chapter 8. Quick reminder, where we left off, they reversed the Jeep off of the cliff into the water. However, they are seemingly unharmed and swim to shore to start making an escape. And this is where I start to question the camera. Not only does it still work, It doesn't need to be charged. Like, how many batteries does she have on her, and where are they?
And how is it waterproof?
Mm-hmm. And shockproof. Anyway, she shows him footage of the building that he spotted earlier and says that if the El Dorado treasure would be anywhere, it's there. The cargo unload area / customs house. In the footage, Nathan spots a new boat, not an old boat, and says, that's our ticket out of here.
So at this point, Nathan is then like, let's not continue. It's too dangerous. But Elena is like, I didn't come all this way for nothing. And it's usually the other way around. And so I really appreciate the way that they make her to be bold and assertive in a way. I also do like how he knows where to draw the line of what's not worth your life. And he says that it's not worth dying for. And I appreciate the little bit of realism to him.
I agree. I really like this scene because not only does it show that he knows when to stop, I also like that she calls him out because he sort of uses her as an excuse, or he's trying to. He's like, I don't need your bullet-riddled corpse on my conscience. And she said, if you want to quit, just quit. Don't use me as an excuse. And then he admits he wants to quit.
I like how we finally get some more personality for both Elena and Nathan Drake.
Mm-hmm. I also like how he says it's not worth dying for, and she just is like, okay, and doesn't push it. This could have been a fight, but instead it was just a disagreement.
I do like that because it shows how mature they are, and I respect them a bit more for that.
I agree, because we've been feeling like Nathan's character is a little immature with his tunnel vision of finding the treasure. So I'm glad they put the scene in here, because it balances his character out.
Ugh!
The jet ski!
I know how much you love that.
In the last episode, when I said I wish that they would throw a new gameplay mechanic, this is not what I meant. This is not what I wanted. Nearing the end of their jet ski travels, though, Elena mentions some Incan curse, saying,
I read a story once about a cursed Inca treasure. You don't suppose that...
Please don't tell me you believe in that stuff.
I'm wondering where she's getting her information from.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it might not be a curse. It might just be a genocide that the Spanish, they brought in. Either they decided to kill everyone, or maybe a disease took them all out, and they think of that as a curse. I think there's more of a scientific reason. I didn't think Elena would be thinking that it's a curse.
So at some point, they part ways, but find each other again, and then get back on the jet ski to the next destination.
Nothing important. But we do get to see the John Marston special with his jumping and his legs, his knees going to shoulder level.
I love a stationary jump in a video game. Moving on to chapter 9. So we start out with another jet ski escape with Elena.
Your favorite.
They get to their next destination, and Elena says that he has to get to that tower, and says that she'll meet him at the customs house. What's she gonna do?
Why does he need to go to the tower again?
I don't remember. I thought we were just going to the customs house.
Yeah, I don't know. Bit confused.
I am as well. Speaking of, my next note is, we make it to the customs house, ? And let Elena in, ? Why are we here, ? Were we not going to the tower, ? I'm confused. I don't know if it's just an us issue or not. I don't know if we missed something. But that was all I had for chapter 9.
I had no notes.
Fair enough. Chapter 10, then. They head out to the harbor to find the boat. On the way, they find a records room where the El Dorado treasure is noted in a logbook. The last entry in the logbook.
So we get another romantic scene where she's questioning about the ring that he wears around his neck. She probably pegs him as like one of the Sully type of guy where flirt with them and then call it a night kind of situation. And no, in fact, it is not. It is his ancestor's ring, the Francis Drake's ring.
Sorry, it sounded like you said ancestors.
Oh, ancestor, sorry.
I don't know if it was my ears or your mouth, but...
Both. But when she's looking at this ring, she has to get all up in his business and just be maybe 6 inches away from his face.
The thing that bothers me about this, though, is the date on the ring is, Nathan says, one day after he supposedly died. As if this is, like, undeniable proof that he didn't die, or that he faked his death. Can history not be off by one day?
And maybe the date had nothing to do with his death. It could be a date where it's the 50th anniversary of him and his wife's wedding or whatever.
Yeah. The ring also has coordinates, which is how he found the coffin. So maybe that in line or in hand with the date somehow proves that he's alive. Or was alive, didn't die on that day. She wants to get more footage, so she sends him to get the boat and says to come pick her up.
I don't understand why you would split up with each other in this type of situation. That's the last thing I would do if I was being hunted by other men with guns.
I question it. Well, chapter 11. Okay. Well, my first note of chapter 11 is, are his knees okay? Because this man hobbles down the stairs.
I don't know.
Why does he run like that?
Why does he jump like that, too?
Yeah, I think his knees are not okay. He sneaks up to the boat as enemies are loading it up, but then Elena pops up next to him saying, you really need to see this. And he tries to, like, tell her to hold on, and she's like, no, you have to see this.
I don't understand when game people do this, where, or even in movies where I don't have the time. Or, if you know you're not going to have his attention, just tell him. Just say what you need to say instead of making someone watch 30 seconds and could have been shot during that time.
The video is of Sully. She says it's not like they're holding him at gunpoint. And he says, yeah, it seems weird. So we're a little suspicious of Sully. But while we're looking at this, the boat leaves. And off of what you were saying, I feel like this could have waited. That video wasn't going anywhere. We already know this camera is invincible. Okay, so... somehow, they figure out that the boat is heading to the monastery, so they head that way. And while discussing Sully, they say we either rescue him or beat the crap out of him.
I like how they're not jumping too far into conclusions, and they give themselves that, really, there's nothing to contemplate over or overthink things. He's either with you or he isn't.
So on the way there, they're walking across a bridge, and Nathan is like, watch your step. And Elena does not watch her step. Immediately, I swear, aims for the broken board and falls through. She has to drop the camera in order to get pulled up, which she does.
I also want to reiterate how unprepared they are that her camera doesn't have some kind of strap that she can strap onto herself and harness. Like, what if you need two hands?
Way too unprepared for this.
This could have been avoided.
I agree. Do you know what I wish could have been avoided?
This whole trip?
The next jet ski. Chapter. Oh. When I saw that, my heart sank. And that is the entirety of chapter 12. It's just mm-hmm. the jet ski. I thought I hated it before.
Mm-hmm.
New kind of hate. This is like upriver. This is against the current mm-hmm. jet ski.
Your driving on it took me out too, with the just constant scraping on the side of the river.
It is, it's infuriating. Well, did you have any notes on chapter 12?
No, that's it. I just love how mad you are about this chapter.
Okay, well, chapter 13. They dock the jet ski and head for the monastery. They're walking through the forest, and then they come across this dead guy that's on, like, a spiky trap. But at the base of the spiky trap is a footprint. What is that?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what to think of it.
So they make it to where Sully's being held. He's not tied up, but he does seem to be trying to annoy the guards. And then we stare at them until they spot us.
Well, more shooting and more guns and more irritation from you. And then we get to chat with Sully. He's mm-hmm. in an awfully jolly mood. They clear things up and they realize that Sully is still on their side.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate Nate giving the credit for Elena finding Sully. This maturity is making me really appreciate their character mm-hmm. arc compared to some of our past video games. And then again, he's pretty much hinting at Sully that treat her with respect, don't leave her behind. You would be mm-hmm. dead if it wasn't for her.
Yeah, I like it too. We're seeing growth in the characters, and we're seeing that they have critical thinking skills. So back to them questioning him and how he's alive. He says, "You're not going to believe this," and pulls out Drake's journal. It stopped the bullet.
That's insane. What kind of journal is that?
Yeah, that does not look thick enough to stop a bullet, especially when the gun was that close. But I'm not a ballistics expert. After that, when they realized he was alive, he convinced Roman that he needed him to get to the treasure.
So I've been trying to mislead him ever since, waiting for you to show up.
And the journal isn't destroyed enough that to the point where you can't see what it is, we're able to use it to get the clues that we need to move forward in this area.
The treasure is right here in the monastery.
What are they going to do if they find this? Are they going to lug it all out and somehow bring it onto an airplane that they don't have or a car that they crashed?
This thing doesn't look small. I agree. I'm confused on what their plan is. We use the clues in the journal to solve some puzzles and guide our way to the land of the dead under the library. And that is where the chapter ends. How are you feeling? Still good?
Yeah. This was more of a character building chapter. I'm fine with it. I think it's a bit better than the previous episode where there really mm-hmm. wasn't much going on. I'm looking forward to seeing what's in part four, and hopefully it starts kicking it up a notch where we get more cutscenes and more substance. Mm-hmm. The cutscenes together compiled is pretty darn good. I like it. Especially, I like this yeah. type of genre and film.
Mm-hmm. It just feels like an early 2000s movie, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. that we would have watched growing up. So I like it. I find it comforting. This week's going to be a little different. We're not going to post gameplay this Friday. We're posting it next Friday. Because next week's episode is going to be a special episode. I mean, do we reveal it? Or do we just leave it and it's a special episode?
It's a special episode? Let's leave it like that?
It's a special episode. It'll be good. And after that, we'll be right back to Uncharted. So if you're enjoying the Uncharted series, you won't have to wait long. That is all.
Audacity on 1, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to send in any questions, comments, or game suggestions. You can find all our contact info on our website, replayreviewspod.com, or contact us directly through our site.
Did we completely miss something? Are we way off the mark? Or you just want us to take a deeper look at anything from the game? We'll tackle any topics you all want to hear in our season wrap-up episode.
We also have a Reddit where we discuss anything we're curious about. Go take a look and let us know what you're thinking. Our theme music is Condemned by Eggy Toast. They'll play you out, and we'll be back next week.